Maseches Chulin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Ashoyche, Benim Sutrit. Somebody who shafted Otho Beth Beno on the same day, and after he shafted them, it turned out that one of them was a Treif, and also Ba'achila. Ashoyche, La'avodazor. Or he shafted Otho Beth Beno, and he shafted one of them with the mind to bring it to the Korban for Avodazor. Ba'ashoyche, Paras Chatham. Or either the Aim or the Ben of the Ba'ach, or the Paraduma, with Shor Anitzko. Or one of them with a Shor Anitzko, a Shor that killed a person. And the shore has to be stoned. The Egla Arufa, or one of them was an Egla Arufa that's brought down to the Nachal Esa, and its neck is broken there. And when the Egla is brought down to the Nachal, it becomes Akibano. Rabbi Shimon Paita, Rabbi Shimon passes in all these cases from the Chiyav of Oso Beth Beno, there would be no Chiyav Malkus. As Rabbi Shimon holds Shchita Shein Aruya, Lo Shmei Shchita. A Shchita that does not match the Basar Ba'achila is not called a Shchita. In all these cases, the Basar is not Mutar Ba'achila. So therefore, since it's not considered a shechita, we do not get malchus for Otho Beth Beno. The Chachamim Mechayvim, the Chachamim disagree. They hold shechita shein eruya shmei shechita is considered a shechita. So therefore, even though the basar is asur ba'achila, still yechay malchus for Otho Beth Beno. But in the case that you shechted one of them for avodah zara, that which the Chachamim say yechay, that's only if you shechted the one for the avodah zara first. But if the second one you shechted at the korban for avodah zara, then the Chacham would agree you don't get malchus, but for a different reason. Because kim le b'rabimine, when you chayav two punishments, will only give you the more stringent one. And in this case, that you shafted the second one for avodah zara, you chayav misa. So therefore you get misa and not malchus for this or avodah zara b'no. Hashoychevin is nabla b'yar. Somebody who shafted avodah zara b'no, but one of them became an avela during the shechita was not done properly. So therefore it became an avela. Ba'neicher. Or instead of shechting the behemoth in the normal way, he stabbed at the behemoth with a knife. This is not a good shechita. Ba'ma'akir. Or he ripped the simanim. Instead of shechting them, he ripped the simanim, the windpipe of the trachea that he has to shech. He ripped them instead of shechting them. This is not a kosher shechita. Pater mishamoto beth beno. In these cases, you're not chayav for oso beth beno. Even according to the Chachamim who hold shechita shein eruya shmei shechita, still in this case, you're pater. This is not a shechita at all. Shnayin shalachu paro beno. Two people bought in the same day from the same mocha, a para and the ben. So now they can't shef them both on the same day. Eze shalakach rishon and yishchod rishon. The first person who bought a behema, he would be allowed to shef it first on that day, and the person who subsequently bought the ben or the aim would have to wait until the next day, so he won't be over on lo tishchatu v'yomechad. As since, when the mocha sells either the aim or the box of the first lokeach, the lokeach has the right to shecht it on that day, not the meicher. So therefore, when the sheni bought the aim or the box subsequently after the first one, he had the same din as the meicher, just like the meicher was not allowed to shecht it on that day, he had to wait until the next day. So too, the lokeach sheni cannot shecht it on the same day. Instead, the lokeach rishon would shecht first, and the lokeach sheni would wait until the next day. But if the sheni went ahead and shechted the aim or the box before the rishon had a chance to shecht, he is zocha, and the rishon would have to wait until the next day. The sheni was not over, and if or since he shechted it before the first one shechted the aim or the bas, and now the rishon has to wait until the next day to shecht his behemoth. Shachach para v'achakas shnei b'nei. Somebody who shechts a para, and after he shechts the para on the very same day, he shechts two banim of that para, sofek shmona. He gets 80 malchus, two sets of malchus are banim, as he was twice over on oso beth b'no lo tishchatu b'yom echa, since he shechted both banim. Shachah shnei b'neha v'achakach shechta. So feget arba. But if he shechts the two banim of the para first, and then on the same day he shechts the aim afterwards, in such a case, he only gets 40 malchus, even though by shechting the aim, he was goreh, that he was over two times on lo tishchatu b'yom echa for both banim, but since at the time he shechted both banim, he didn't do any iser. Only after he shechted the aim did he do an iser. So since there was only one Maisa Israel over here, he only gets one set of Malkis. Shachta Beth Bita, Beth Bas Bita. So I think Shmoni, somebody who shachs the par, and on the same day he shachs the bas, and on the same day he shachs the bas of the bas, in such a case, he gets 80 Malkis, two sets of Malkis, Abam, if he was twice over on Lo Tishchatu V'yomechad. First, when he shachted the bas, after the par, he was over on Lo Tishchatu, and then when he shachted the bas, he was again over on Lo Tishchatu, and he gets another set of Malkus. Shachta Beth Bas Bita. But if he shafts the par, and after that, he shafts the bas of the granddaughter of the par. Now, there's no iser in doing that. as the Isav Lodges Chakav Yom Echad is only for the Ein and the Ben or the Bas, not for the granddaughter. V'achakach Shachar Es Bito. But then, on the very same day, he went and shefted the Bas of the Parah. So big is our bomb. In such a case, he would get one set of Malkius Arbon, as when he went ahead and shefted the Bas, he was over on Lodges Chakav Yom Echad for two reasons. First of all, because he had shefted the par in that day, and now he shefted the bas. And second of all, because he shefted the bas, and now he's shefting the aim of the bas. So even though he did two isurim over here, since it was only one maisa and one hasra, he only did one maisa there, we can only give him one set of malchus. Sumchus Aymer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Sofek Shmona. Sumchus says in the name of Rabbi Meir, in this case, he would get 80 malchus, two sets of malchus or bas. And since when he shefted the bas, that was garb that he was over on Lotus Chachi Vilmechas for two reasons, because he shefted the aim and the bas on that day. So therefore, he gets two sets of Malkius, even though he did only one Maisa Isra. And so too, in the case that we had previously, where he shefted two bottom of the park, and then on the same day he shefted the aim, since by shefting the aim, he was garb that he did two Usarim of Lotus Chachi Vilmechas, even though it was only one Maisa Isra, according to Sumchas and the name of Rabbi Meir, he would get two sets of Malkius Abba. Now, four times during the year, if somebody who sells a behemoth to his friend, and he had previously on the same day sold the aim or the boss of that behemoth, he would have to tell the lokeach that I've already sold the aim or the boss to somebody else, and that way the lokeach would be careful not to shuck the behemoth on that day, as maybe the first lokeach had already shucked the aim or the boss on that day, and he would be over and lo tishchatu b'yom echad. But only four times during the year that we have to tell the lokeach that. And these four times are a time when people are marbet besuda. They have big sudas. So we have to assume that the first lokeach shefted the behema on that day. But any other time during the year when people are not marbet besuda, even though he saw the aim of the boss on that day, he doesn't have to tell the lokeach that he did so, as we have no reason to assume that the first lokeach shefted on that day, since it's not a day in which people are marbet besuda. Beluhim. These are the four times of the year. Erev yantav achron socha. Erev is the last day of Sukkot, the day before Shemini Atzer. As on Shemini Atzer, people are marbe besuda, as it's a yantiv b'tnei atzmo, a separate yantiv in itself. Now, even though the first day of Sukkot is also a very chashuv yantiv, but since people are very toreach on that day for the mitzvah Sukkot and lulav, people are not marbe shas on that day. The Erev yantiv arishon shel Pesach, and also on Erev of the first day of Pesach, the people shas on that day, they're marbe besuda. On the first day of Pesach, the Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuot, people are also marbe besuda, the Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Erev Rosh Hashanah also, the Melech would have to tell the Lokeach that he had sold the aim of the Bach on that day, as people are marbe besuda on Rosh Hashanah. Ukedivri Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Af Erev Yom HaKippurim Begol. And according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Erev Yom HaKippurim also would be included at the time during the year where we would have to tell the Lokeach that he had sold the aim of the Bach on that day, but only in Golo. As in Golo, they were marbe besuda in Basar Behema on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a big mitzvah to eat suda on Erev Yom Kippur. As opposed to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, even though they were marbe besuda also on Erev Yom Kippur, but they didn't eat Basar Behema, instead they ate Basar O for Basar Dog. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, Bizman Shein Lo Reba. Rabbi Yehuda said, that which the Melech has to tell the Lokeach that he had sold the aim of the Bas previously, that's only if not a lot of time has passed between the sale of the aim of the Bas that he had sold both on the same day. Avo yesh lo reba, ain't sarach lo dir. But if time has passed between the sale of the aim of the boss, that he had sold the aim on the previous day, in such a case he doesn't have to tell the lokeach that he sold the aim of the boss on the previous day. And since these are the four prakam mishana that people are marked with the suda, if somebody had bought the aim of the boss on the previous day, he had probably already shafted it on the previous day, and therefore the lokeach sheni can go ahead and shaft the boss on that day. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda, the mocher is the aim lechasim, that's a bas lekala, sitarach lo dia. B'yaduwa sheshneim shochtim b'yomech. Even though Rabbi Yehuda said that when he sells the aim or the bas on two different days, that he doesn't have to tell the lokeach that he had sold previously the aim or the bas, he does admit though that if he sold the aim to the chasim and the bas to the kala, even though he sold the aim to the chasim on the previous day, in such a case he would have to tell the kala that he had sold the aim on the previous day, as it's well known that they will both shaft it on the same day. They're both shafting for the same purpose for the chasan, even though they bought it on two different days, they'll probably shaft it on the same day. So therefore, he has to tell the kala that he had already sold the aim to the chasan, and that way the kala will know not to shaft the bas on the same day as the aim. Sagat Chulin Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet Barba Prakim Elu Mashchiten Es Atavach Bal Korcho. These four ties that we mentioned in the previous mission, which is Erev of the Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag Erev Shmini Atzeret, and Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and Erev Shavuot, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mashchiten Es Atavach Bal Korcho. We can force the Tavach, the seller of behemoth, to shecht a behemoth against his will. Afilu Shor Shava Elas Dinner. Even if the Meicher has a shore that is worth 1,000 dinar, v'ein lo lokeach ela dinar, and the lokeach only had a dinar, only bought a dinar worth of basa, 1,000th of the value of the behema, since he had given that dinar to the tavach, and the tavach accepted that dinar for him, and now the lokeach has a kinyan and a dinar worth of that basa, kofenoso lishcho, we can force the tavach, the mocha behemas, to shech the behema and to give the lokeach his dinar worth of basar, even though he has no buyers for the rest of the behema, since he had already given the money to the mocher, he now is considered a shutav, a partner in the shore, and since it is during the four times in which people need basar, he can force the mocher to shech the behema in order that he would get his dinar worth of basar. Now, even though he didn't make a kinyan in the guf ha-behema, he didn't do Meshicha. All he had done is give the money to the mocher, and mo'ez einam kona, you're not kona by virtue of giving money to the mocher, but the rabbanan were geyser during these four times of the year. Mo'ez is konos, since the lokeach really needs a basar, and therefore, since it's a shutav, a partner in the behemoth, he can force the tavach to shach the behemoth so he can have his dinar worth of basar. Lefichach and make lokeach. Since the rabbanan were geyser during these four times of the year, that mo'ez konos, and by giving money to the mocher, he has a kinyan in the basar of the behema. If the behema dies before shechita, then the lokeach loses out as is a shutav in the behema, and the behema dies, he loses together with the mocher. He cannot demand that his money be given back. Avo b'shari mos hashana ein akein l'fichach im meis l'mocher. First, during the rest of the year, not during the four times that we mentioned, if somebody gives money to the mocher, but doesn't make a kinyan, doesn't do mashiach on the behema, is not considered a shutas on the behema, and mo'ez ein and konos, and therefore the behema dies before shechita, it's only the mocher that loses, the lokeach doesn't lose, he could demand that his money be given back, since the behema was not